beavers have been chewing on giant willow trees next to a pond in a gated community just west of Eagle. The property owner wants them gone, so Idaho Trappers Association President Patrick Carney is here to trap them. Carney pulls on a pair of camouflage chest waders. He steps into the pond and feels along the bank for the beaver den.
It looks like from here on the ground, this is where he's coming up. You see where all the leaves are? I think maybe I'll put one there and one over here.
Back on land, Carney opens the trunk of his blue Jetta. It's full of traps. He pulls out half a dozen or so. Ooh. Ooh. He heads back to the pond and puts a few traps on the bank, sprinkling cherries around for bait. He also sets two traps in the water. Carney leaves, but returns to check his traps the next day. He likes what he sees.
You see the beaver here?
He lifts a trap out of the water with a 30-pound dead beaver hanging from it. Trapping has become more popular in Idaho. Carney says folks are calling him almost daily for advice on how to get into trapping. Here's the reason. Fur prices are at record highs. As the middle class has grown in places like China, Russia, and Korea, more people have money to spend on fancy things like fur. In China, Reuters reports that consumers buy fuzzy-trimmed backpacks, furry-edged coats, even mink-covered office supplies. The International Fur Trade Federation says the retail fur industry was worth over $16 billion in 2012. That's almost twice what it was 10 years ago. One of the biggest exporters of fur is Toronto-based North American Fur Auctions. The company has over 700 international buyers who attend its auctions. Trappers say that company pays them the highest prices for their furs. Idaho Trappers Association set up a fur pickup day in Mountain Home earlier this month. Men in camouflage brought their year's haul of trapped animals, skinned and dried, and ready to sell. The association collected over 250 sacks of fur, a pile the size of a big SUV. Those pelts will be trucked to Canada for export.
Okay, so the animals that you have?
I have 14 rats, one coon.
All right, so we got one badger, two coyotes, one red fox, one coon, 14 muskrats.
Steve Netto keeps a close eye on Idaho's trapping industry. He sets fur trapping rules for Idaho Fish and Game. He works in a Boise office that actually feels more like a cabin, with bear skulls on the filing cabinets and wolf, muskrat, and pine marten pelts on the walls. He's got charts of data that show the increase of trapping license sales over the last 3 years.
We've gone from about 1,000 trappers statewide to just over 2,000. And of course, a lot of the trappers were hearing about the high-end pelt sales. You know, you might have gotten $1,000 for a really good pelt. So people were hearing that and getting excited and decided to get into trapping.
Despite the increase, Netto says animal populations haven't declined. Trapping limits have pretty much stayed the same.
Probably more to do with the doubling of trappers that aren't very good out there.
Carney, the head of the Idaho Trappers Association, agrees that the learning curve on trapping is steep. He points out that animals roam thousands of acres, and trappers have to get them to put their paws in a tiny 3-inch circle.
The new trappers, number one, they don't know how to trap like the older trappers. And then they also, because they don't know how to trap, their traps get froze down. They're out more in the weather, and they get froze down, and an elephant couldn't step on them and make them go off.
Back at the NAFA for pickup day in Mountain Home, John Matchelet is taking it all in. He's a hunter with no trapping experience. Matchelet watches one trapper bring in 375 muskrat. At $13 a pelt, the guy walks away with almost $5,000. And here, that's a pretty average haul.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90.
Matchelet has hunted fur-bearing animals before, but he never thought he could make any money at it.
Fur market prices were so depressed for so long that it didn't make it worth the effort it takes to prepare a hide properly when compared to what I was spending in gas, et cetera, et cetera. It really just didn't justify the effort.
What he's seeing here has him interested in giving trapping a try. He'll take the upcoming trapping seasons to hone his skill. He plans to be making money by this time next year. For KBSX News, I'm Jessica Murray.